digging deep on motivations next on Principles and Policies. Welcome to today's edition of Principles and Policies. I'm your host, Barry Sheets, the Executive Director of the Institute for Principles and Policy. And along with me today is my Vice Chairman, co-host, good friend, and fellow analyst, Chuck Michaels.
And it's good to be here, and it's an interesting evening out. We're recording this when there's some weather brewing, so what else can we do except record something for the radio?
And just hope that the power doesn't go out while we're in the middle of this.
Yeah, well, it wouldn't be the first time.
Chuck, just the other day, and I understand that you got one of these as well, or maybe somebody in your family did, I received in the mail information, a notice that really threw me off for a little bit. Because right there on the in the window in the envelope, it said that I had been selected to represent people in the Ohio 6th Congressional District. Now, I don't know about that, Chuck, because I didn't file to run as a candidate in the 6th Congressional District. I haven't appeared on the ballot in the 6th Congressional District. And I don't believe there's actually been an election this cycle for the representation of the 6th Congressional District. But yeah, right there, it said special notice. You have been selected to represent voters in Ohio 6th Congressional District. I open it up and I'm thinking, okay, there must have been some mistake. And then I look at it and I realize what it is. It's actually a questionnaire. It's called the Congressional District Census. Before our listeners say you get all upset about another census because they say we're only supposed to do those once every 10 years. This is a census that was done by the Republican National Committee. I thought it was hilarious, Chuck, because as I went through it, at first, I was just, usually these things I throw in the trash. It's a waste of time because the questions are always worded in such a way that they push you to the quote-unquote right answer. And so I thought, why waste my time? But then it occurred to me because I said, you know what, wait a minute, let me take a look at this and go over it and see exactly what things they're wanting to find out. Because that tells me a lot about the motivation, the direction, and the focus of the political parties coming into a big election. And I think I found out a lot. Now, I'll be quite honest with you and the listeners. What I found out makes me want to throw this thing in the trash even more than I did when I first got it. But I think probably some of our listeners received this as well, because what it really boiled down to is a pitch for money.
Section 5
of the survey, where you certify your responses and reply to them. And obviously, my guess is if you went to all the trouble of actually checking these boxes and filling it out and giving your thoughts, and you sent it back in through the envelope they provided, which I think I did throw away. But if you didn't check the yes box and a box that has a certain money amount beside of it, my guess is I know exactly how they would handle your reply. They'll file it in that file 13 or the round file, as we call it.
The circular file.
The circular file. Or they might even go one step further because obviously, you know, your responses are private and should be kept that way. They might actually file them in that little machine with teeth before it goes down into the round file.
Well, that's right. And then they can, if they use a cross-cut shredder, then they can use the stuff for packing for the mailings for all that wonderful GOP merchandise that they'll be selling off the website.
Now, you know what? They must have known I'm a little bit of a cynic, okay? Because in the letter they sent me, underlined, it says, your registered census is one of the select few being mailed into Ohio's 6th Congressional District. Yeah, well, along with probably, let's see, each congressional district is approximately 600,000 voters, of which probably 40 in this district, probably 40% maybe are Republicans. So, yeah, it may have been a quarter of a million or fewer that they mailed into this district. So, I'll take that.
Barry, you know, what's funny about this, I don't get these anymore. Because basically, I sort of mark them up, put in extra boxes with my own responses, and send them back with no money. And I think they've gotten the hint.
Oh, so in other words, you've been put on the do not mail list.
Yeah. Believe me, I still get plenty of mail from the Congressional Campaign Committee, the Senatorial Campaign Committee, the Presidential Committees. I got a thing that sort of made me laugh. The Romney campaign was absolutely certain that I was a guy that was going to come right over into their camp. I have to ask where they got that rather odd idea. But I especially like in Section 5, I really like this. I cannot send a donation at that level right now, but I'm enclosing $15 to help pay for the cost of processing my census document.
Yes. Well, that don't.
Who's kidding who? 15 simoleons to look at a bunch of answers and enter them into a database if they even bother?
See, you just, no. The $15 is to pay for the cost of the shredder. All they're going to keep is the $15 that you send them in, probably in a check, and your mailing address so that they can continue to send you some of this, because obviously you're somebody who's an easy mark. So they're going to keep sending this to you. But if you go back to the, and I apologize if I'm really offending anybody out there, especially if you're a Republican Party official, but come on, who's kidding who? If you guys don't have your strategy and your game plan down by now, you're guaranteeing Barack Obama is going to have a second term, okay? So don't send me this stuff and tell me that, as it says in the letter, quote, the answers you provide in this census will help us shape our strategy. Chuck,
hooey.
They're telling me that in January of the election year, they don't have a strategy put together. That's what that tells me.
Yeah,
and allow us to set forth a bold new agenda that reflects the priorities of the citizens of this country. But they only sent it to a handful of selected people who they believe to be Republican voters.
Right.
So let's not kid. That's propaganda. That's basically to make you feel good. There's ways of writing fundraising letters to make you feel like you're a part of something, to make you feel like you're having an impact and your opinions matter. Well, that's fine and well, but let's see here. As I'm looking over this census, Chuck, that they sent, like you said, five sections, and each section has probably about, oh, anywhere from about six or seven to 13 to 14 answers per section. But
right.
But and you know what? I don't see any spot on this survey that allows you to write in an opinion, to write in something other than the check boxes that they've given you. Now, those of us...
I see one place, Barry. Look in section two. You can check a box called other and write something in.
Oh, well, you can write... That's the only thing you can do, but you can't on anything else. But that's okay, because those of us who are not bound by somebody else's rules, in other words, we don't play the Hegelian dialectic that you come in with your thesis, it doesn't mean that we have to play by it. You know, as you said, you're not on the mailing list anymore because you... right in the margins, and you tell them exactly what you think, and you tell them when they're putting forth bad questions. And, you know, we've been talking over the last week with the folks about fallacy detection. Well, you know, Charles, I think this is a great microcosm, but it tells me a lot. It's not just the fallacies that they use in the way they shape the questions, but it also tells me a lot about what they're already thinking.
Well, okay. So for instance, real quick.
Mm-hmm.
There is a fallacy called the loaded question fallacy. It goes something along the lines of this. We've all heard of this, and they're usually a little more subtle than this, but a man's on trial, and the prosecuting attorney asks him, when did you stop beating your wife?
Exactly.
Well, of course, there's no way to answer that, except I never, ever beat my wife. But a nervous person answers, well, I didn't.
Yeah, it's like,
you didn't stop beating your wife. Well, okay, I'm looking at section four.
Okay.
And I see a question. Should the United States actively support democracy in the Middle East and throughout the world? Well, okay, actively support has a lot of baggage attached to it.
Yes.
What exactly is meant by actively support? Well, I'll throw in a sidebar. We don't live in a democracy. We shouldn't want other people to institute democracy. We live in a republic. We're hoping other people adopt a republican form of government. That being said, I understand what they're saying. What they're asking me is, should we parachute troops into every Middle Eastern backwater that has a couple of guys sitting around a campfire talking about overthrowing some tin horn Muslim dictator? And the answer is, in my opinion, is no.
No. Under no shapes or form should we be doing that. But, you know, I want to go back and kind of walk our folks through, even from the beginning, because there's so much you can learn about what they're doing here just by going back to section one. Political profile. The first question, Chuck, I mean, this is right there because it gives you an idea. Do you generally identify yourself as a conservative Republican, a moderate Republican, a liberal Republican, an independent voter who leans Republican, or a Tea Party member, or other. What I have to assume from the question is they believe a Tea Party member is probably none of the above. Conservative Republican or a moderate or a liberal or an independent voter leaning Republican, but it's some different animal. Now, we hear in the media an awful lot about how the Democrats deride members of the Tea Party, but this question really sets it out that they're really trying to isolate those people in their database who would align themselves with the Tea Party and actually take that as their political identity. That's a little troubling to me, because obviously if this is something that, if you've heard from John Boehner to, I mean, you name it, I can't, Michelle Bachmann to Sarah Palin to even the Newt Gingrich, all these other people out there, they're always talking in such glowing and broad sweeping terms about the Tea Party movement and being a part of it and basically trying to claim it as a wholly owned subsidiary of the Republican Party. But yet what they're trying to do is let's identify and lock out those who would consider their primary motivation as being a Tea Party member and not a loyal member of the party. So go down, do you vote in all elections? Did you cast your vote in these elections? Do you plan on voting in the 2012 presidential election? See, that's a delimiter. If you say no to that question, they throw your survey away.
Exactly.
Even if you sent the money, they'll still throw the survey away. Well, who's kidding who? They're not collecting this data, except for the ones that they need, which is to identify and isolate.
Well, for instance, they would have thrown mine away because it asked, did you vote in the 2008 presidential contest? I wanted to, but the fact is there was not a single candidate in any party, including third parties, who I could in good conscience vote for.
Exactly.
So the answer is I withheld my very important vote. Did it have any real effect on the election? No. But the fact is that as far as I'm concerned, I'm not responsible for everybody else's vote. I'm responsible for my vote.
Mm-hmm.
So I didn't cast
right.
one.
That's right. Now, speaking of your vote, they get down to some of the nitty gritty in the fifth question. It says, if you plan on voting, do you plan on voting for Barack Obama or the Republican nominee? You notice how close that question is. You only have two choices.
That's it.
But in the checkboxes, they have Barack Obama, they have the Republican nominee, and then they have a checkbox said undecided. Well, what happens if you're very decided on a third party candidate or somebody who wasn't the Republican nominee? And that's your choice. They don't.
Well,
there is no other box here.
This is where I usually alter these forms and put in my own box, worded in such a way. Usually, I'll be quite honest, it's not nice, but I needle them with my boxes.
Exactly.
Mostly because I'm sort of a contrarian, and B, it's kind of fun to get under these guys' skin because they live, eat, and breathe Republican Party. And frankly, I've never been in that boat and never will be in that boat.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not a straight party man by any stretch of the imagination. I am a man who votes by the candidate, not by the party.
Me as well. That gets me to question 7. And this question they ask, how close do you think your views are to other voters in your community? Well, Chuck, this is that am I an idiot question, because your yes. choices are very close, somewhat close, not very close, or no opinion. Well, first of all, who's going to say nobody else in my community has my same views? So anybody who checks not very close is basically saying I have some wildly different opinions than everybody else. But the point is, every voter's opinions and views are unique to themselves. Their
That's
motivations
right.
for voting are unique to themselves. Their motivations for how they select a candidate are unique to themselves. What the Republican National Committee is wanting to see happen is groupthink. They want to see that you will try to align yourselves with the rest of your community as long as they can message into that community and get a large enough core of people either talking or being active around their messaging. They want to see if they can pull you in. That's what this question is designed to find out.
Yep. Well, I hate to bring this up. We are now out of time.
Oh, boy. We're going to have to continue this because there's much more. And we're revealing, especially to those who are in a listening audience who consider themselves to be conservatives, especially socially conservative, in this survey.
Yep. Tune in tomorrow for another Principles and Policies.